Stop 3A, Fox.
You are standing in a wood-framed barn. Two large picture windows in the back of the barn look out on the fox enclosure, which is built on a steep stretch of hillside. The enclosure is irregularly shaped, with a straight fence about 60 feet long running across the back. The left and right sides curve in toward the barn, and the barn itself is an additional side. From the barn to the back fence is about 40 feet. In the center of the enclosure is a large rock set into the hillside. The side of the rock facing the barn is about 4 feet high, but from the back, it's an easy fox hop to the top of the rock. Just to the left of the rock, a small artificial waterfall flows into a pool, which in turn flows down a channel running underneath the barn, creating the sound of flowing water. Other large rocks, tree stumps, hollow logs, and two very tall witch hazel shrubs are scattered inside the enclosure. Now imagine watching the boundary between the forest and a field. A graceful dog-like animal trots into view. It's about 4 feet long from nose tip to tail tip, and about 18 inches high at its shoulder. The top of its body is a rusty red, with white on its belly, cheeks, throat, and the tip of its tail. The backs of its ears and its long legs are dark black. Those long legs and the animal's thick fur make it hard to believe that this animal weighs no more than a large cat. Perched on top of a sharply pointed, long-whiskered face are two triangular ears, each about the size of the palm of your hand. The red fox slows to a gradual stop as it becomes intensely interested in a spot in the grass. Ears swiveled forward, the fox freezes for a moment, and then abruptly leaps into the air, coming down hard on its two front feet and pinning something to the ground. Its head quickly dips into the grass and comes back up again with lips smacking. Fox has caught his dinner. That leap is the essence of foxiness. The moment when the animal becomes arrow, bow, and archer rolled into one. Like an archer, a fox must use its senses to locate and define a target. A fox's long ears are perfectly attuned to the sounds created by the rustling movements of small animals. And like most canids, the family that includes dogs, foxes, wolves, and coyotes, foxes have an excellent sense of smell. Like a bow, a fox must launch an object, itself, through the air. After adjusting for size differences, it's apparent that foxes have the longest hind legs of any canid. These legs provide the mechanical power needed to catapult the fox as far as 16 feet. Like an arrow, a fox must fly through the air with great accuracy. The fox's long, fluffy tail performs the same function as an arrow's feathered end, helping the animal sail accurately through the air. A fox can even adjust its trajectory in mid-flight with slight motions of its tail. With their slitted pupils, graceful builds, whiskered faces, and long expressive tails, foxes bear a greater resemblance to cats than to other canids. But these attributes contribute to the fox's ability to locate, target, and accurately strike prey, making it one of the most successful and widely distributed land carnivores in the world. Foxes are very territorial, and one of the few animals whose territorial markings are easily noticed by humans. You may smell a very strong, musky odor near this enclosure, created when the fox sprays the borders of his territory with urine, like a domestic dog. Foxes will also mark their territory with droppings, usually left on top of a rock or in another very visible place. Winter is the best time to hear their barks, yips, and screeches, as each mated pair warns other foxes to stay away. Reverse your direction and begin heading back to the deer station about 75 feet away. As you return to the brick path, you will turn right, walking over the brick pathway without the guide rope briefly. In about 15 feet, the rope will begin again. Head to the right, taking it in your left hand.